quickly, Michael, you know, just how quickly will you guys, you know, it was a big win yesterday, obviously. Now you guys have two division games coming up. I mean, how quickly will you turn the page?
How what?
How quickly will you guys turn the page, or will you still kind of, you know, soaking in the victory a little bit?
We'll turn the page very quickly. You know, we know that, at this point, you know, we're behind in the division. So, you know, with the big division game coming up this week, you know, it's kind of key for us to kind of put that behind us and look forward to moving to the next game.
You know, Tom usually has some, you know, different ways to motivate you guys, and part of that, well, last week, you know, is that nobody picked us to win. I'm sure this week it'll probably be the, do you expect him to kind of motivate you guys with the, you guys haven't won the division yet? Do you expect that to be kind of his line of motivation?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think, I don't even think that needs to be something, you know, I don't think that's something that needs to be said. You know, we all know that, you know, we're playing, you know, in our division. So, you know, when it comes to that, you know, I don't think that's one of the things that we brought up. And, you know, I think he'll, you know, if anything, he'll bring the fact that, you know, they've had our number recently, you know, the last couple of years.
Mike, what was the key in slowing down Vernon Davis yesterday for you guys?
The key was throwing different looks at him. And it really wasn't just him. It was pretty much us getting pressure on the quarterback. You know, we knew going into the game that if we could stop their running game and get them into, you know, out of their element, which is for them, which is running the ball effectively and, you know, play action passing off of that. You know, we got them out of the run game, so that kind of eliminated what they wanted to do in the play action pass game. So I think that alone helped us, you know, control Vernon Davis a little bit. Hold on, what was that? I can't hear you.
Did you feel that your team made any kind of statement yesterday with that win?
Yeah, I think we definitely made a statement as far as, you know, we are a physical team. You know, a lot of people doubted us as far as, you know, what we're going to do, you know, against San Francisco. And they just came off a 600-yard performance, you know, running the ball and passing the ball. And so it was a lot of doubt as far as, you know, we've been up and down this year, you know, as a team. So it was a lot of doubt as far as, you know, where we're going to be able to stop the run, where we're going to be able to run the ball. So, you know, I think we made a statement, you know, this is a physical team that's, you know, we're going to stop the run and we're going to run the ball. And we did that yesterday.
Michael, did you also make a statement?
I didn't hear any
questions.
Tom
Canavan,
go ahead.
Michael, did you also make a statement that, you know, this is a Giant team that won last year and is very capable of doing it again this year? And I'm talking about everything.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, I think we showed that once we put everything together, offense, defense, special teams, you know, that's something that, you know, it's going to be tough for teams to beat us. You know, we kind of put everything together yesterday, and you know, and we showed that, you know, we're a team to be reckoned with.
Was that the best defense you guys have played, probably even going back to last year's playoff run, you think?
Yes, so far this year, I would have to say that was our best defensive performance. You know, can we get better? Yes. You know, there's still some room for improvement, but we definitely have definitely our best performance this year so far.
Before yesterday, did you feel that you were not getting, you know, perhaps the respect nationally that a defending Super Bowl champion typically gets? And did yesterday change that?
You know, and as far as what everyone thinks on the outside, you know, that's what they think. You know, it doesn't really, you know, as far as, you know, we're concerned, it doesn't really matter, you know, if people give us, you know, if they give us the credit or not, you know, if they want to keep down this, you know, we're just going to keep winning, so.
Michael, you guys used a lot of different defensive personnel packages yesterday. Was that specifically for the 49ers, or did you guys, you know, pull some tricks out of the bag that could help you moving forward?
we didn't pull the tricks out of the bag. You know, it was basically us, you know, stepping up and matching up with the personnel they had in the game. You know, we knew that coming into the game, you know, San Fran was a multi-personnel offense. So for us on defense, it was all about matchups.
Michael, how were you guys able to get the pass rush going?
Stopping the run. You know, once you get to the point where, you know, you shut the run down and, you know, you get the team that's playing from behind, you know, they knew that, you know, we knew they were going to have to throw the ball if they wanted a chance to get back in the game. And doing that, you know, gave the guys up front to actually just peel their ears back and just go.
Michael, you mentioned those the two Redskins games last year and, you know, them having your number last year. What do you remember about those games?
I try not to remember. But, you know, just, you know, we didn't play well, you know, as a team. You know, there's nothing geared at either offense or defense. Just as a team in general, we didn't really play well in either of those games.
You guys, you know, you have the in first place in the division, but, you know, because of your 4-2 record, I mean, do you feel like with two division games coming up, there's an opportunity here to kind of take what you did on Sunday and then kind of, you know, move ahead even farther in the division with two, you know, NFC games, East games coming up?
Most definitely. You know, I'd say, you know, we're 4-2 right now, but for us to come in and, you know, starting with this week and be able to get a division win, you know, it's just a step closer for us into putting ourselves in a better position to get toward the postseason.
Michael, that Redskins game last year, that was the last one you guys lost. What do you remember about walking out of the stadium that day? Do you think that was a turning point?
Disappointed. You know, just, you know, knowing that, you know, we knew that we were a much better team than what we just played today. And so, you know, coming out of that game, it was very frustrating, you know, coming in that next week and, you know, sitting down and just talking just amongst players and coaches, you know, we knew that, you know, that was the point that, you know, we needed to get things turned around, you know, whatever it was that we needed to do it then. And, you know, there was nothing left to wait for. So we need to take that time and make sure that we got the job done.
Michael, as well as your team played yesterday, is there any danger of a letdown? And so that's something perhaps you're going to have to fight this week?
I'm not going to say danger of a letdown. You know, we just, you know, we need to take what we did yesterday and make that carry over into, you know, into this week's game. You know, don't have any letdowns. Make sure that we pay attention to the details this week like we did last week.
What'd you think of Adrian Tracy's play, Michael? He seemed to be pretty active. A couple of snaps he was in there.
He did pretty good. You know, just you know, we you know, they asked Adrian, you know, to step up this week and play a different role than what he had over the last couple of weeks, and he stepped up and played pretty well. So you know, hat off to him.
I think you played every snap, if I'm correct. You know, after being limited a little bit with injuries in other games this season, how nice was it to kind of, you know, play the complete time?
Very nice. You know, obviously, you know, as competitors, you know, we don't like to miss any time, especially for me. So, you know, being able to battle back from injury and, you know, step up and play the whole game in such a big game, you know, it was huge.
I'm sure you haven't had a chance to study him yet. I'm sure you haven't had a chance to study him yet. What have you seen from different highlights? I'm sure you've caught of Griffin, Robert, RG3.
Honestly, I haven't seen the highlights. All I saw was the score. I hadn't really seen any highlights yet. But
it was just from the whole season. You haven't seen any highlights of him?
You know what? I don't really pay attention to it too much. You know, obviously, I mean, from the few things that I've seen, few things that I've heard, you know, he's having a pretty impressive year.
Michael, what does it do for a team's confidence to play as well as you guys did in all three phases?
Big confidence booster. You know, that's something that we harp on every week, you know, is putting all three phases of the game, the offense, defense, special teams, and making it one. And yesterday we did that, you know, especially on teams. You know, teams, special teams stepped up for a second consecutive week and did some good things, you know, along with offense and defense. So but, you know, if we can keep doing those things, you know, collectively together, you know, it's going to always put us in a position to win.
I think some of you guys were talking last week on defense that you felt, you know, at times you were inconsistent and not putting everything together. I mean, do you feel like putting things together and across the board was kind of everything was clicking yesterday?
You know, obviously early in the game, you know, we gave up, you know, the long drive, you know, beginning of the game. And, obviously, you know, we want to try to eliminate that, you know, eliminate, wind up giving up drives, but, you know, standing up, you know, when we really need to. So, you know, putting everything together was huge for us yesterday.
Michael, do you think you promise consistency that you can do this week in and week out? It's been uneven up to yesterday.
Yeah, it has been uneven. You know, but for us, it's all about, you know, like we ended last year. You know, not to bring that up, but pretty much just find that groove that works for us. You know, find that niche that whatever we did one week, do whatever we can throughout the week to make sure we carry that over.